From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, after a four-day military operation in Gaza, Israel pulls its troops back. First, though, more photos and a videotape of abuse at the Abu Ghraib prison have been released. The Washington Post obtained the material, as well as sworn statements by 13 detainees there describing what happened to them. And a warning, the following story does include very disturbing descriptions and language. Day to Day's Madeline Brand is here. Madeline, what do these images show?
Well, Alex, it's not just the images that are disturbing. It's also the statements. They're sworn statements by prisoners who were held last fall in that now notorious Tier 1A section of Abu Ghraib. That's where those thought to have intelligence about the insurgency or the whereabouts of Saddam Hussein or weapons of mass destruction were held. And the statements were taken in mid-January. That's after the whistleblowing U.S. soldier told military investigators about what was going on in Abu Ghraib. I spoke with Washington Post investigative reporter Scott Hyam about the photos and the statements. He says they describe in raw detail abuse that goes well beyond what has already been made public.
They include allegations that the detainees were made to strip naked and get on all fours and bark like dogs in the cell blocks while they were ridden by American soldiers. They were sexually humiliated and assaulted repeatedly, that they were chained to bars where their feet were not touching the floor and kept in those positions for 4 and 5 hours at a time. The thing that's interesting about the statements is that as you read through them, even though that they were interviewed separately by military investigators, many of these statements line up with each other in terms of events that they're describing, patterns that took place on this tier, and the kind of standard operating procedures. As soon as they were brought into the facility, they were stripped of their clothing. Many of them were forced to wear women's underwear for days at a time, sometimes for weeks at a time. The humiliation, the sexual humiliation, was rampant on that cell block, if you believe these statements.
And this is the same cell block that we've been hearing about since the beginning of the scandal?
Correct. Tier 1A of Abu Ghraib.
And involving some of the same people from the military?
You know, it's hard to know for certain. Some of the same soldiers who now face charges are named by these detainees, including one named Charles Grainer. He is repeatedly named by these detainees as being either an instigator in these events or a participant in these events or a leader in these events.
And did it appear to you in the statements or in the photos or in the videotape that you saw that these were isolated incidents or that indeed a pattern is emerging that perhaps was directed from above?
Well, I mean, that's hard to tell from these statements and from the photographs. There's a number of people who are in these photographs who we have not been able to identify, nor have some of the other people who are familiar with that tier been able to identify, either because their names are covered or they're not wearing uniforms. But that is the key question, who knew what when and how far up the chain of command this goes. A couple of days ago, sergeant in that unit told our newspaper that he was acting at the behest of military intelligence officers and that they had in fact taken control of Tier 1A of the prison and that they were setting the conditions for these interrogations and using the MPs to set those conditions.
And did you have any qualms about publishing these photos?
No, I mean, we're in the news business, and we tried to, I think it's important that we publish information that is relevant and timely, and there are hundreds of photographs, and these were chosen by the editors of the Washington Post as a representative sample of those hundreds of photographs, but there are many, many more that are far more graphic and bordering on pornographic. Some of them are pornographic. We would never publish in the newspaper.
Well, those other photos that you describe as pornographic, would they indicate more criminal behavior that we haven't heard of yet?
It's all along the same kinds of lines where people are shackled naked to cell doors, to cell windows, forced to stand on boxes, masturbating themselves in front of female soldiers, positioning detainees in front of other detainees while they're naked and forcing them to masturbate. There are also photographs in there that the soldiers took of themselves having consensual sex with each other, which I think just underscores the level of chaos and lack of supervision that was taking place on that tier.
That's Washington Post investigative reporter Scott Hyam.
Madeline, is there any reaction to this yet from the Pentagon or from the administration?
Well, not yet today. Previously, though, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has said he'd like all the photos to be released just to get them out there. But Pentagon lawyers said that that might further violate the Geneva Conventions.
Day-to-day's Madeline Brand, thank you for that.
Thank you.